He stopped in front of her window, and, smiling very pleasantly, said,
"How shall I find the way to your room?"
Jenny pointed to an alley nearby, where he turned in and with some difficulty found his way to the dingy staircase. Opening the door to Jenny's gentle,
"Come in,"
he said, "I have brought you a handful of flowers to look at this rainy day."
"Are they for me?"
exclaimed Jenny, clapping her hands in delight.
"How kind you are," she continued, as George laid them in her lap. "I have not had a flower since we live in the city."
"Did you used to live in the country?" asked George.
"Oh, yes," answered Jenny. "We used to live in a beautiful cottage, and there were trees and flowers and green grass, and the air was so sweet."
"Well, what made you move here?"
"Oh," said Jenny softly, "Papa died, and Mama was sick so long that the money was all gone. Then Mama had to sell the cottage, and she moved here to try to get work to do."
"Do you have to sit here all day?" asked George, glancing around the bare room and out into the dismal street.
"Yes," said Jenny, "because I am lame. But I would not care for that, if I could only help Mama."
"I declare it's too bad," said George, who dreaded nothing so much as being obliged to stay in the house.